This is Kent Newsom. Welcome to the August 18th, 2006 edition of the Newsom.org Rancho Cast. This is the dedication show. Tonight we're going to play a few songs and dedicate them to some bloggers out there. Should be fun, at least for us. Maybe not for them. We'll find out. Let's jump right into it. We've had some conversations this week in the blogosphere about the whole gatekeeper concept again, which we thought we'd put to bed a few months ago, but it keeps coming up, and every time it does, the same thing happens. Somebody asks if there are gatekeepers in the internet. The A-listers all start raising hell and screaming and calling everybody assholes just for thinking such a thought. We talk about it, and some of us try to engage in rational conversations. Some of us are in denial, and some of us just sit around and bitch. Well, Shel Israel posted another homily. This time it wasn't about some lady that started a blog and got famous. This time it was about the fact that he found a post by Nick Carr through Chip Cannon's blog. Somehow that meant the blogosphere is so flat that if you stand on a tin can, you'll see the back of your head. I wrote a post saying, I don't really understand the logic in that. Sounds to me like you're just supporting your friends, which is another way of talking your position, which is a activity in the blogosphere that I believe is patented by Mike Arrington, who's at a rock star party tonight. And yes, we'll dedicate one to Mike in a little bit. But let's start out by playing one for Shell. This is Wagon, a great alternative country band, doing a song called Confused by Him, because every time I read one of Shell's homilies about the flat blogosphere, I walk away confused by him.
You got in a fight, and it seems to be the time for another Friday night. To ride in the back, another favorite stunt. With your brothers drunk again, confused by him, written by me. Bother you then, 'cause all they see is what you've been. When did you decide, as if you knew me then, I would let you know. If you knew my life, to run out of town, your brother's favorite one. Am I dragging your story down? Confused by him, written by me. Bother you then, 'cause all they see is what you.
I'm going to step out now and play one for somebody who's not a blogger and probably never will be at this rate. There was a story that I wrote about this week about this guy named Troy Gentry, who apparently is part of a country act called Montgomery Gentry. And here's what this guy did. He goes up to Minnesota to some wildlife preserve that advertises on the internet as a place to take photographs. He pays several thousand dollars to the person who allegedly owns this Wildlife Preserve to let him go to the cage of a tamed bear named Cubby, shoot that bear, and then they dummied up a video to try to make it look like this guy went out and hunted a bear and killed a trophy bear. I just got one question, assuming all this is true, and I don't know if it is or not, but let's assume for a second it is true. What kind of pussy pays somebody to go kill a tame pet bear and then dummy up a video to make it look like he's some kind of big trophy hunter? What's next? Oh, a trip to the zoo to shoot zebras? It's just absolutely ludicrous. I mean, I have lots of questions about that whole thing. I'm not big on big game hunting anyway. I hunt birds, and I like it a lot, and I'm okay with deer hunting. But, you know, I never understood the need to go out to Africa and shoot lions and tigers and stuff, and I really don't understand the need to shoot a bear. I certainly don't understand the need to shoot a pet bear in a cage and then fake a video to make you look like the great white hunter. I hope this guy, if it's true, and I don't know if it is or not, but if it is true, I hope this guy's music career is over, and I hope he does finally get to have one thing in common with a real country act like Merle Haggard, which would be prison. Anyway, I'm going to play a song called Minnesota. It's by the Push Stars, and that's where this alleged big game hunt happened. So this one goes out to all the people who like to go to wild game preserves and shoot pet bears in cages here on the Rancho Cast.
I made Minnesota my home tonight. It was not like the picture in my mind, 'cause I was so alone in a kill tonight. I'd tell any soul if I could find one, 'cause I wanna believe how I wanna believe, I wanna believe how I wanna believe, I wanna believe how I wanna believe. I've been burning down all my yesterdays. I can't stick around to see the smoke, 'cause we're on our way and we don't care where. There's no time to sit around and mope, 'cause I wanna believe how I wanna believe, I wanna believe how I wanna believe, I wanna believe how I wanna believe. I feel alright, it's a Minnesota night. You got nothing left to show me but your smile. Stars so bright on this Minnesota night. You could cut the conversation for a little
one of the guys in the blogosphere I really enjoy reading is Seth Finkelstein. He is a frequent commenter on my blog. I read his blog every day and have since I started reading blogs. I wish he wrote more, but he's been active for years as a watchdog against censorware, and since Newsom.org is censored by some of those censorware programs for some unknown reason, a lot of what he talks about is dear to my heart. We don't always agree. We didn't necessarily see things the same way with regard to this MySpace law that they passed or are trying to pass, but he's a smart guy. And I tell you, I made a comment. I think it was on a comment maybe to Chip Cannon's post, but somewhere this past week I made a comment that I think part of the reason why these so-called A-listers don't really want to engage us in this gatekeeping debate is because on some level they think that they'd get their lunch eaten in a debate. And I wasn't really talking about me when I said that. I was really thinking about Seth. If you look at some of the responses he makes to comments that others make, typically very critical of him, his responses are always incredibly well thought out, incredibly reasoned, and just absolutely rock solid in their logic. And Seth's position has for a long time has been there is an oligarchy in the blogosphere. There are gatekeepers, and it's very hard for the unestablished bloggers to get to the top of Bloggers Hill but through relationships. Now, I don't know that I feel that way as strongly as Seth does, although certainly I tend to agree that there is a gatekeeping system in the blogosphere, just like there probably is in the world at large. But the bottom line is sometimes in these debates, I feel like there are these guys up at the top of Bloggers Hill who are standing up there sort of preaching down to us, and Seth and I and some others are the little guys down at the bottom of the hill. So I'm going to play one for my friend Seth. When I say my friend Seth, I mean it. I rarely have I come across anybody on the internet who I admire as much as I do him in his thought process and his presentation. This is one I'm going to play for him, and I guess a little for me too. This is a song by World Party. It's called Ballad of the Little Man. Here on the dedication edition of the Newsom.org Rancho Cast.
We're all at the mercy of the seven deadly sins. We're all at the mercy of the elements in this world we're in. We're all at the mercy of each other's little
man.
understand what's good, but he believes that he can never live the way they say he should. So he puts them in the asylum, and he just throws away the key. He keeps the deep freeze inside you. He keeps the deep freeze inside you, and he puts the hurt in me. So show no.
A little music trivia for you. Carl Wallinger, who is the primary force behind World Party, used to be in the Water Boys, a band I played either the last Rancho Cast or maybe the one before that. Two bands with a connection. Mike Arrington is, of course, as everybody knows, the founder of TechCrunch and the related TechCrunch family of blogs. TechCrunch is a great blog. Mike is a very hard worker and a good writer and a very successful blogger in his own right. Although, if I'm going to be honest, I have to admit he got some help through relationships with a lot of people like the Robert Scobles and the Dave Weiners and he whose name I can't speak, Steve Gilmore, people like that. And again, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. What set me off this week was the post where Mike Arrington, in the title of his post, called Nick Carr an asshole for writing the post that we all read about the gatekeepers in the blogosphere. And I didn't think Nick's post was in any way, shape, or form an attack on anybody. I thought it was well thought out And I liked it. But Mike just went off, as did Robert Scoble, with all kinds of contempt against anybody who would suggest that there is anything close to gatekeeping in the blogosphere. I find that a little bit ironic, since the entire blogosphere basically is celebrating Mike Arrington tonight at some TechCrunch party somewhere. I don't know where. And I've got no problem with it. He deserves it. Again, a lot of these guys are doing this blogging thing for a living, and they've got a lot of time to spend on this. And let me tell you something. You know, personal relationships are huge in life. And part of the issue is these guys are trying to make a living doing their blogs. I'm writing mine basically because I'm interested in tech. And yeah, there might be some indirect value to me, but primarily I do it just because I enjoy it. And if I were doing it for a living, you can bet your bottom dollar I'd be out trying to meet people and become friends with them, because I do that all the time in my business where I make a living. And that's important. So I'm not criticizing anything other than the fact that I don't understand why these so-called A-listers react with such contempt when people raise the issue. So anyhow, on the week that they're having the TechCrunch party, Mike calls Nick an asshole for wondering if there's gatekeepers, and I find that to be a little ironic. So I'm going to play one for Mike. Maybe he can download this podcast. I'm sure he listens to it 3 or 4 times a week at his party, and play a little Leslie Gore. Who would have thought that 2 weeks in a row I would play a Leslie Gore song? Of course, you know what it is. For Mike Arrington, this is It's My Party, and I'll Cry If I Want To, here on the dedication edition of the Rancho Cast. Let me just say a quick thing about the show tonight. You know, I'm having some fun with this whole gatekeeper business, and I'm having some fun by doing this dedication show, but this is all in good fun. I'm just goofing around. I don't have any gripes with any of these guys. Many of these guys, with a few notable exceptions, have told me they read my blog, and many of them have linked to me, and I don't think anybody has any obligation to link to anybody else. I tried to make that clear in a post on my blog today. My gripe in this whole deal has always been focused on just being a part of the conversation. And yes, links might be evidence of a participation in the conversation, but for me, they've never been the goal. They might be a byproduct of the goal. I just want to be part of the conversation because I believe that is the beautiful thing about the blogosphere is we can all talk to people all over the world in almost real time and leave a permanent record behind that we can go back to and look at later. We're creating history in my mind. That sounds maybe a little bit of an overstatement, but I believe it. So my gripe is really just I think people should be allowed to be part of the conversation, first and foremost. Now, I will say this. I was surprised this week by some of the contempt that I saw in some of the so-called A-listers when this issue came up, and I'm not down with that either. You know, you don't need to be mean to somebody just because they're not as fortunate as you, or maybe even just because they haven't worked as hard as you. If somebody looks at me and says, man, I'm jealous because of what you've got, whether that's in the real world or the blogosphere, my reaction is not going to be, screw you, you're an asshole. No, my reaction is going to be, well, here's how I did it, and maybe you can do it too, or here's how I can help you, or maybe even I don't agree with you. But I'm not going to start calling them names. That just seems very odd to me. So that was sort of my issue this week. One was, let's just remember the conversational nature of the blogosphere. Very few people are going to get rich blogging for crying out freaking loud. And let's try to be nice to each other. That's about it. Well, I can't do a dedication podcast edition without doing one for the new voice of podcasters everywhere, Robert Scoble. Robert, of course, everybody knows and everybody reads his blog. He used to be at Microsoft. Now he's at a podcast network. And Robert's a great blogger and a good guy by all reports. He's been very good to me as I've grown my podcast and my blog. And I've got no gripes with Robert at all. I don't always agree with him. I didn't agree with him about kids in Second Life, and I didn't agree with the way he responded to the gatekeeper conversations this week. I said on my blog that I felt like he was already mentally writing his rebuttal as soon as he saw his friend Mike Arrington come under a little bit of mild criticism. And there's nothing wrong with standing up for your friends, but you have to balance that in the blogosphere with trying to be objective and thoughtful. And it's not like this is all just some big argument where you're in a barroom somewhere and when all the shit starts flying, you line up on one side or the other. You know, these issues, nobody's exactly right, nobody's exactly wrong. And, you know, one of the things Robert and I do have in common, he's said it many times on his blog, and I've said it many times on mine, that I can learn a lot more from somebody who thinks I'm full of shit than I can somebody who thinks I'm exactly right. And so I'm sure that Robert understands I'm just having fun tonight, and I don't have any ill will toward him at all, quite the contrary. But I got to play a song for him. Now, Robert used to be, I guess, in the Washington Hill. Now he's in the California Hill. I guess all that's left is the Oregon Hill. It's a song by the Cowboy Junkies off their 1992 record, Black Eyed Man. This is a mighty fine song called Oregon Hill, going out to the one and only Scoble here on the dedication edition of the Rancho Cast.
The hoods are up on Pine Street. Rear ends lifted too. The great-grandsons of General Robert E. Lee are making love with a little help from STP. There are women on the porches comparing alibis. Greasy eggs and bacon. Bumper stickers and a start a fight. Fogan wrecks, Confederate caps. If you want sunshine, well, you can always find some more. But what I remember most is the color of Susie's door. This is college to the east of us, till I'm where sin begins, the graveyard to the west of it all.
Another guy that I read is Fred Wilson. In addition to having similar interests as far as our blogs go, Fred and I also have overlapping musical tastes. He posted his weekly musical nugget post today, which is an old record that he talks about and recommends people go listen to. And he picked Pretzel Logic by Steely Dan. And I posted as part of my news post this morning that that was a good choice, and that basically any of their five albums in a five-year period, starting in around 72 through 76, is a masterpiece and have aged well. And, you know, Fred, again, I've gotten some good music recommendations from him. He discovered some guys I like. He just discovered Richard Chandel, who I love, and I posted on his blog in a comment about the song that I think is the most perfect song from a songwriting perspective ever written, and that is Are You Happy Now? But since we're talking about the Gatekeepers this week, I'm going to play a Richard Chandel song right now and dedicate to Fred. This is Beyond the Iron Gate off Richard's Reunion Hill record from 1997. It's not my favorite record of his. That would be the one with Are You Happy Now and Castaway on it. But I think that's called Sparrow's Point, perhaps. But this is one that's apropos for today's conversation. This is Beyond the Iron Gate by Richard Chandel. I'm going to send this one out to Fred here on the Rancho Cast.
First warm day in all these months. All the sunlight made me drunk. Made me feel like I could run. Made me feel like I was young. So I went out all on my own. I told no one where I'd go.
know, I only knew I had to go. Here, call it habit, call it fear. Though I glanced your way for years, till today I never dared. But it was easy slipping through, easy as the morning. Till the afternoon rises back into the blue. Someone lifted off the shroud. I saw my children gather round. Now I will tell them what I found.
You know, I promised myself this week that I was going to stop writing about Steve Gilmore, and I even said so on my blog, and I am, God willing. I didn't say I wasn't going to play a song for him on this dedication edition of the Rancho Cast. And the reason I am is because I heard the Attention Deficit Theater 3, I think it is. It just got put up maybe yesterday, the day before. And for the first 30 minutes of the podcast, all Steve wanted to do was talk about all the assholes in the blogosphere and elsewhere that piss him off. It was a podcast between him and Doc Searles over Skype. Doc was driving down Highway 101 trying to get home, I think. And I, you know, Doc Searles is a good dude. He might be the best dude in the blogosphere. I've never heard one person write or say one thing bad about him. And he's a good guy. I kind of felt bad for Doc because here you got one of the nicest guys out there with one of the guys who candidly is like the least nice person out there having a podcast gear. They've done it forever. They must enjoy it. They're both smart people. I'll give them that. Of course, Doc is at least somewhat humble about it, whereas Steve is not at all. But again, I'm not going to dump on Steve anymore. He's got some serious issues, and I hope he gets them worked out. He needs to find his happiness. But I'm going to play a song for him. One of the artists I used to love to go see in Nashville when I lived there was Marshall Chapman, Back at the Exit Inn, the Gold Rush, places like that. The only record by her I have is a live one from 95 called It's About Time. She's got a song on that record that, while the lyrics, other than the part about never making a mistake, really don't remind me of Steve at all, because I don't know Steve. The title, boy, the title is Steve All the Way. This is Marshall Chapman doing Real Smart Man here on the dedication edition of the Newsom.org Rancho Cast.
He's a real smart man. He's read a lot of books. He remembers every word that he's read. He's got a real sick wife who gives him dirty looks while he snores on the floor by her bed. My, my. He's a real smart man. Yeah, and he makes a lot of money. He's a money machine. He buys every gadget in sight. He would sell his own mother to the devil for a dollar and sleep like a baby that night. My, my, he's a real smart man. Yeah, he takes more than he's given, gives less than he takes. That's how he makes his living. They say one time he had a lover, but he blew it all off. Nah, he didn't have time for love. He said there ain't no money in loving anybody. Nah, I ain't got time for love. My, my. He was a real smart man. And the more he made, the more he wanted, till his heart couldn't take anymore. It attacked him with a vengeance. He was talking to his broker, and the housekeeper, she found him on the floor. Oh, no. He was a real smart man. They laid him in the ground. His wife stayed home. She was busy counting all her money. And the grave diggers, they just stood there scratching their heads. They thought that tombstone read kind of funny. It said, "Here lies a real smart."
Ow!
again, let me say I'm just having fun tonight. I don't mean any ill will toward anybody. This has all been good fun. And the reality of the matter is that if we ever sat down and talked about it, which could happen with some of us, it won't happen with some, but it could with others, we would realize that we're all partly right and we're all partly wrong. We're all biased by our perspectives based on where we are and where we've been. And we all, both the people who are still on Bloggers Hill like me and the people who've reached the top, we're all prone to believing our own bullshit. And I think there's a lot of truth in between what everybody's saying. And I wish we could all find a way just to have a good time and have conversations and get along. But we can't seem to do that. About every 6 months, this whole gatekeeper thing comes up. I think I want to propose a theme song for all the gatekeeper discussions that we've had in the past and all the ones we're going to have in the future, because when you get right down to it, everybody on both sides of the equation are doing nothing but crying. We're not going to end with a blues jam, as is our tradition. We're going to end with a phenomenal classic rock song. This is Blind Faith, doing what we all had to do, had to cry today, off of their 1969 self-titled record. Wrapping up this dedication edition of the Rancho Cast, and this goes out to everybody who's ever talked about the gatekeeping issue on either side of the table, because all we're doing is crying. Had to cry today. Wrapping up this dedication edition of the Newsom.org Rancho Cast.
Forever winter, not today will be welcome.
That's a good song to end what I think has been a fun podcast. Again, we're just having fun. None of this is serious. I'm not mad at anybody. I'm not trying to make fun of anybody. I'm just trying to have a little fun with the topic du jour, which will be a topic again in a few months. Let me say a quick word. If you like what you hear, please tell your friends about us. We're working hard to grow our listenership. It's growing slowly, but I need help. So if you like what you hear, please tell your friends about us. If everybody gets one or two people to subscribe, then before you know it, we'll be in good shape. We'll have critical mass, and we'll be in smooth waters. Quick word about the music. I'm a long-time songwriter and musician. I'm not trying to steal music from anybody. Go buy these records. All these songs are available at Amazon or your favorite bricks-and-mortar store. Go buy them. Support these musicians. This is Kent Newsom saying thanks so much for listening, and we will see you next time here on the Newsom.org Rancho Cast.